So here we are, capital I, prime, November 26th, 1998, going through June 11th of 1999. I think we're going to see a continuous of various attempts at altering gene targeting frequencies or making variants for a blood pressure work. So Thursday begins on Thursday, November 26th, Thanksgiving Day. I'm working on Thanksgiving Day, page one. New project, CRLR, calcitonin receptor-like receptor. This is a work in relation to Kathleen Caron's work. She had been working with adrenomedulin, and the involvement in that system of the CRLR receptor. And so it starts off with, after a review of the adrenergic receptor experiments with mice, I conclude that variation in these genes will affect cardiac responsiveness, but not resting blood pressure. No, I guess this really isn't the... it is related to capping. For example, etc., Cavalli find that blood pressure and the aortic responses of an adrenergic receptor null mouse is about 55% normal, etc., etc. And Kathleen Caron's choice of adrenomedulin remains good. As a wide variation in its level, as wide variations in its level are seen under a variety of situations. In many ways, it and the calcitonin gene-related peptide, CGRP, are like ANF and BNF, the atrial natriuretic factor, and a B, a natriuretic factor. The receptor is therefore a good target, but not well understood until last May. They decided to work on that receptor gene. With a note added March 13th, that's 3-4 months later, enacting CRLR will also affect responses to the calcitonin gene-related peptide, which is also to some degree vasodilatory and cardioprotective. So the combination will be interesting. So they're working on a different gene, CRLR, which I do remember making with some enjoyment. So it's beginning on November 28th, PCR for the probes, page 3. More thoughts on the receptor, page 5. With the comment that the chances are that somewhere else is also knocking out the gene, so it would be useful to combine it with a fluorescent or other tag. A modified OS Dupdel would be worthwhile, for example, and it shows a Dupdel construct with an internal ribosomal entry sequence driving enhanced GFP gene. And so with a changing OS Dupdel on page 4 to OSNIE, OSNAO IRES, internal ribosomal entry site enhanced GFP. So working at that construct in the following pages of CRL our probe, Tuesday, December 1st, page 9, and continuing, page 11, and the different pieces needed to make the construct. Following the pages. Comments on the sequences of the human calcitonin receptor gene. The exons are many exons, at least 13 exons, and the intron lengths. So it's a complicated gene. Back to a little bit more work on TNAP kit for targeting. Nabuyo is suspicious of the primers used. She designed two more using the sequence data and preliminary tests on NM primers Tuesday, December 22nd with a explanatory 2 or 3 pages attached on page 23. But some sequencing there, but in the wrong direction. Result confirms expectation, but rather a waste. Need to go into the intron, not out from the intron. Intron 2, December 21st, Monday, page 35. So, not a new primers to go the right direction. Saturday, December 26th, Boxing Day. Used to be cigars and rugby when I was a kid. As it comments, TNAP details of the TNAP sequence there with different primers. Tests with these new primers, a TNAP kit on the real sample, page 43, Monday, December 28th. Controls are fine, is the conclusion, but nothing else is promising. Southerns for TNAP on Monday, December 28th, and continuing in the same way. So Wednesday, January 13th, page 51, TNAP kit nail construct. And back to CRLR. Sunday, January 17th, page 53. Trying to amplify known sequences from the rat CRLR exon 3 and polymerize it for a probe. But some worry about it, that the reasoning is partly incorrect here. The template could be either the present intron or rat tail DNA, etc. No more PCR for CRLR probes. The following page 55. Purification of the fragments. because an Exxon 3 probe on January 21st, page 59, Thursday. And some use of it to try to detect positive colonies on the following page. Page 69, Thursday, February 18th, a review of homologous, non-homologous recombination experiments with OS and Randy Thrasher. In assembling the data for publication, we carried out the left page illustrated series of analyses which allow fairly certain identification of the reduction in homologous versus non-homologous recombination when exonuclease destroys the 3' hydroxyl DNA strand and with heat shock. Though I'm afraid we never did publish it eventually, but we tried. And the following pages, some more of the same thing, page 71. Back to self-switching thoughts, page 73, Thursday, February 25th, more self-switching thoughts. In reviewing Kim's angiotensinogen heterozygous knockout homeostasis paper, it was pointed out that the afferent arterial, the smooth muscle cells can be induced to metamorphose to renin producers by a drastically low salt diet. In fact, the effect is small and it's mainly efferent arterial, etc., etc. But thinking about what might be done. Possibility is to induce renin-producing cells in the afferent arteriole by losartan to check their MAP kinase, phosphorylation, etc. So, thoughts on the animal experiment. Back to work on Randy's system, attempts to rationalize the control homologous recombination to control non-homologous recombination data. Still screening for CRLR phages, Friday, March 12th. To get out the sequence from genomic sequence. Sylvia Hiller carried out a double lift for use with a Lambda library of Cepheus and Black Seek's DNA with the probes that we've made and got one very good colony or plaque, let's just say. And to repurified, to pack pure. Very nice return to isolating a gene from the total genome. Enjoyable. Page 77 and 76. modelling, began to think about combining different models of the stellar type. For example, the Renin-Angiotensin system, the MPR system, and the NOS system, in a way three-dimensional construct from two-dimensional planes. I never did manage to carry that out, but it was trying to combine the two-dimensional stellar models of different systems, or how they connect to each other by using a vertical connection. Quite a nice idea, but never worked out. Here we are on page 81, Thursday, April 1st, phage characterizing the CRLR phage. And with detailed sequences on the rat CRLR coding sequence. Danger of mixing rat and humans is rat and mouse is emphasized on page 82, which is a CRLR exon 2 PCR attempt. Starting with Sylvia Hiller has excellent lambda phage preparation on which sequencing and PCR can be attempted. But on the left hand side of that page 82, double asterisks in capitals, but remember, this is mouse, not rat. So that sort of distinction is clear on the following page, where the heading is Saturday, April 3rd, in square parentheses, rat DNA and mouse phage being worked on. And a comment on Nabuya's birthday, page 87, Sunday, April 4th. Sequence data for Lambda CRLR. This did lead to a successful conclusion, I'm glad to say. More mouse sequencing of CLRR on Thursday, April 8th, page 91. Four sequences, no good. Possibly I made an error, and only a good sequence was with a different one. Cloning the lambda adrenomedulin clones. I think that's probably the CRLR really. But anyway, the conclusion is none have the insert. Page 97, things are looking a little better. Monday, May 3rd, 99.SEQ with I' 86 blue gave a fine sequence. Continue. So there is the sequence data from this clone. which is analysed on the following page, 99 Wednesday, April 28th, CRLR, Exxon, / Introns, inspection of the new data from sequencer 96 in comparison with RAT-C DNA leaves little doubt that exon 2 is short and in a different frame from exon 3, so that the following construct could be good. So there's a different frame between exon 2 and exon 3. That exon 1 and exon 1 and 2 are in different frames, but exon 1 and 3 it's not completely clear, but consideration of the frames of the different exon as to which will be useful is being there on that page. Thinking about alternate splicing and normal splicing. So there's obviously something funny going on here. Other thoughts, more thoughts on cell commitment, Sunday, May 9th, page 109. Beginning to think about cell commitment again, biphasic on off with feedback of various sorts, and with a an overnight note on page 108, feedback stability, absence of inducibility, etc. Wondering about cell commitment. Back to the real world, and the following page, more sequencing. Monday, May 10th. Of one of the candidates, 5A. All three sequences failed. Repeated. Again, page 115. 103, 104, 105, 106 sequences, 107, 108, 109, etc. failed. More thoughts on the construct. Page 117, Saturday, May 15. Continuing with the construct design again. On the following page. Back to cell commitment. More thoughts on cell commitment. Tuesday, May 18th, 121 page. Autocrine allows a cell to maintain its flipped or flopped state, is the thought. Who knows what that means? An attempt to extend that thought on the page 121. On flip-flop and temporary adaptation and long-term homeostasis. Some dreams. Some changes in the sites in BlueScript, always every now and then needed Thursday, May 20th, page 127. A new gel extraction kit protocol being used on page 128. Nothing very remarkable in the following few pages, just continuing to try to isolate the various fragments. Some thoughts on kidney modelling, Monday, May 31st, page 137. Nobuyuki, misspelled Takahashi. Observes no effect of heterozygous loss of the sodium potassium 2 chloride cotransporter, no effect on blood pressure. So that was quite a nice paper came out about in the end, that the transporter moves to the to the cell membrane and compensates for the less cytoplasmic product. Trying to work out what might be happening on page 137. We did publish and it was a nice paper. Isolating fragments and sequencing. Tuesday, June 8th, page 151, assembly of various fragments, but a note, premature. Trying to do these multiple fragments assemblies, which in the end turned out to be very useful, to be a very useful procedure. So Thursday, June 17th, page 153, changing a site in Dukedale from having two ASCII one site to one site, a specific change. A nice little rest, in a sense, to make what was needed. But the conclusion is nothing there. Start again. Towards the end of this book, still continuing with transformations, etc. And the book ends on Tuesday, June 15th, with changing a Hindi 3 site to a Kla 1 site in one of the plasmids. And so we end this book.